Yeah, probably so.
So far.
So far, maybe all of us tonight because we hit start this one, record live. Okay. But Diane won't be here, and I don't know who else is going to show up. Where's
There you
Lex?
go. Let's. Cool. I think we got somebody else.
Yeah.
We got a victim.
Yeah, let's.
Les, okay.
How are y'all doing?
Good.
Hey,
How you
let's.
doing,
Hey, good
Lex?
morning, Les, or good afternoon, Les.
Oh, I guess I should
Afternoon.
introduce myself. Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Roger Paul, and tonight we're going to continue our study on paper 56. We may finish this tonight, maybe next time. I'm not sure. But we are on page 642 of the original Urantia book, or paper 56, section 7, paragraph 6 tonight. So let's get started. I'll start reading since there's so few of us, and we'll go from there. It is a fact that the creations of time and space are progressively settled in evolutionary status. There is observed the new and fuller functioning of God the Supreme concomitant with a corresponding withdrawal of the first three manifestations of God the Sevenfold. When the grand universe becomes settled in light and life, what then will be the future function of the creator, creative manifestations of God the Sevenfold? If God the Supreme assumes direct control of these creations of time and space, are these organizers and pioneers of the time space universe to be liberated for similar activities in outer space? That's what they're asking. We do not know, but we speculate much about the concerning these and related matters. So what they're saying here is, because when the seven super universes are settled in light and life, and the supreme being takes over the sovereignty of all seven super universes, that frees up the creative sons and creative daughters, including the Ancients of Days, to go out and do things in the outer space levels. And that's why they're speculating that when this happens, then the sons and daughters of God will actually be working in the outer space levels. All right, so
Roger.
yeah.
So, in other words, I think what it's saying is once the grand universe or the seven super universes are settled in light and life, that there would be no more need for administration.
Well, that's not true, Roddy, because there'll always be need for administration in the seven super universes, but it will be passed down to beings like us. It will be passed down to the finaliters. Okay, so
Oh,
that's
yes.
part.
Well, that's basically what I mean, self-governing. Because
Self-governing.
for the seven ancient, for the ancients of days to relocate, they're like the head of the administration.
Well, I don't know that they'll really relocate, Rodney, because they could do their job exactly where they are, all 21 of them. But they would be released from a lot of the job of taking, making decisions on so many finite beings in our local
Right.
universe, right? So that would free them
Right.
up to be able to take more of the beings from the outer space
Okay.
levels.
Understood.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm saying. Even though they're freed up, I don't think they will ever leave as a functioning body where they are located right now. Does that
Okay.
make sense?
All
I
right.
don't, at
Understood.
least that's my opinion from what I've read over the time. So, Rodney, you
Does
want to take
this
the
mean
next one?
that
Huh?
With the expanding universe, that they'll have to create more creator sons and mother spirits?
Well, you would think that, Latch, wouldn't you? I mean, because if they do seven times the amount of worlds and things on each level, seven times more, and then 49 times more, as that happens, they're going to need some help, right? So, At that point, you would think that God the Father and God the Son would create another batch of creator sons, and the infinite spirit would create another batch of local universe mother spirits. See what I'm
I
saying?
thought manuals too.
I thought there
Pardon?
was a lot of creator sons. Now we're talking people
Yeah.
like Jesus.
Yeah, 700,000 of them. Actually, there's more than 700,000, Gary.
All
They
right.
tell us there's 1 million
So
creator sons, but only 700,000 of them are assigned as creator sons in the seven super universes because there's only needed 100,000 per super universe. So that means we have 300,000 in reserve right now, and they may be just like the first group to go out into the outer space levels. And then once those are exhausted, like I said, God the Father and God the Son may decide to create more.
well, if we reached full occupancy, would we use the 700,000? Would we use all that we creator sons we have?
Yes. Well, the 700,000 we would, but not the million. I mean,
Okay, so we have 1 million.
Yeah.
So we have 300,000 in reserve.
Right.
And evidently, if God's thought ahead enough to say that I've got 300,000 for the outer space level,
Right.
which
And
may become what the eighth super universe, or it may be an extension of the seven super universes.
no, that would be the first outer space level. But think of it this way. 300, all the creator son has to go through an internship before they even start their bestowals, right? So the 300,000 obviously are assigned throughout the seven super universes as interns, as creator sons. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So that they are prepared.
Experience.
Yeah, it gives them experience. So they're prepared when they go out and start their own local universe, then they already have enough experience that they can go right to work. Just like our creator son, before he could start the local universe that we're in, he had to spend 1 billion years probably as a intern to another creator son. You see what I'm saying? So it's not a short process. We think of everything as on such short processes, but we're talking millions and billions of years for these things
Oh.
to happen.
Our
So
life on this planet is so short.
it is, and it's hard for, that's what I'm saying. It's hard for us to conceive when we take that step from our world to the Marantia world, we're going to be in time, space, cultural shock, because
Now,
it's going
you
to,
cut it out.
I said, we're going to be in a time space cultural shock
Okay.
because we have nothing to relate to timelessness and spacelessness
Correct.
because
Okay.
everything in our life has been very short time space. So even stepping into the time space reality that is much, much longer. I mean, we're talking billions of years just in the seven super universes, right? It may take us 1 billion years just to get to God the Father. Okay, so,
You don't know how slow I can be.
yeah, same here.
well, we all know it's going to take Gary 3 billion, right?
Yeah. Yes, yeah, okay.
Joking.
I do not like to be challenged too hard.
No.
No, I'm serious. Have you stopped?
Yeah.
There's 590 changes we have to go through.
Right, just
Okay.
for the Marantia,
And
right?
this book here is a highlight of what we have to learn.
Oh,
It's just
yeah.
a pro it's not a this is first grade or
No,
kindergarten.
it's not even, yeah, it's less than first grade. It's a primer, really, if you think
Okay, it's a
about it.
primer. Okay, now
Yeah.
you put yourself in perspective how much we have to grow as individuals. I mean, I've been studying this book for 20 some years, probably off and on. Okay,
Yeah.
I don't think I'm a complete idiot, partially, but not complete. Okay,
Yeah.
I'm considered by some people quite smart. I don't know diddly as much as I'll be honest with you, I can't brag about my knowledge, but what amazes me sometimes when I do talk about it, I impress myself. But in reality, compared to like You? I'm
Yeah.
an idiot.
Well, no, I'm not an idiot, but what happens, Gary, is the more you study it and the more you relate to it in a daily basis, like I do, what happens is it is not in your forefront of memory any longer. Okay. And that's why, when I teach classes and stuff, I say, I don't know where some of this stuff comes from because it's in the memory cells of my brain that I have not accessed on some of the stuff for 10 or 15 years, So it's not forefront in my memory. But when I start to talk about it, it's like it just comes right back up. And you're going to get the same way over time. It becomes such a part of you that you can't imagine life without it, And that's why I say so many times, the most important thing you can do in life is learn this book, because when you learn this book and you go out and watch the media or TV or, movies or anything, you realize the lack of knowledge of spiritual and developmental things in the world. It's so sad. It really just, it could be depressing sometimes because there is so little knowledge about anything. Okay. And when you run into somebody like a Musk or a Victor Davis Hanson, who's an expert on, history from about, oh, I guess, the Romans forward. When you listen to someone like him talk, you realize this man is super, super intelligent. But even him, as far as I know, he's probably never read the Urantia book. But when you run into people, rare individuals in your life that's taken one subject or another and become such an expert on it, when you hear them talk or speak, they know what they're talking about. But those sort of people are so rare. You don't find them in academia. You don't hardly find them anywhere. And when you do, they're such a rarity, it sticks out in your mind. This person knows what he's talking about anyway. And there's been a lot of people around like that, like Dr. Greer, Elon Musk is like that. They just take a subject and they absorb it to the point, like I did with the Urantia book. If you ask me about, and I know about history because I know it from the Urantia book, but if you ask me something about geographical mathematics that I have not thought about in years, I'm as lost as anyone is. You know what I'm saying? So, it becomes a specialty for you. And I feel that I think most people that study the book start to realize that. Wouldn't you say that's the way it is, Lett?
Absolutely. Yeah.
You just
It's a
absorb it.
process.
Yeah.
No matter how young you are in the learning process of new things, it's still a wonderful endeavor. It counts.
Yeah. Yeah. Rodney's been with me since the beginning. I would say Rodney's knowledge as a probably is at least equal to mine about the
No.
book, Maybe I express it differently than he does, but he's been exposed to it. And Gary, see, since I don't haven't known you all those years, I would probably have that attitude about you too, because of the time you spent in the book over a period of time. And it's like all of us. When I first started reading the book, I read it constantly for a few years, and then I set it aside and did other things. Okay, and then I always come back to it. And that's part of life. I mean, any way you look at it. Because my what could I say, goal at that point was to follow God's will in my life. And I had always thought since 16 it was to be a preacher, basically started a Baptist preacher.
Your
And
calling.
so yeah, that was my calling. And when my calling shifted, it took a while to get my footing again. It really did. And I think that's just part of life. You don't go through life without having to make shifts in your consciousness over time. Now, that don't mean you don't believe other things. That's not the case at all. But in the forefront of your mind, it starts to be that the book is always in the forefront of your mind. So you compare everything in life, every aspect of life to what you've learned from the book. Okay. And I think that's what we start to do over time. Now,
In a
when I
way,
read,
I
yeah,
see
go ahead.
it's a foundation for
Yes.
comparison to everything that I read, and it's the central foundation that guides me through
Yeah, same
everything.
here. Yeah.
I've
Matt.
actually lately have been rejecting some of the things I would have normally watched or
Same
things
here.
because, I just say, I don't need it. I know it. I don't care,
Yeah.
Lost Books of the Bible was one of them. I goes, I just
Yeah.
care. I mean, it's.
And you read it and you go, it's kind of funny, even things like the books of Enoch and that sort of thing. And we know all about Enoch from the Urantia book. But some of the things in those books, those original books, it talks about things we know about, like the Anunnaki and the Noddites and Mesopotamians. I mean, just all these different things. It has reference to some of those things, but there his concepts in those old writings are wrong, right? Like when the Book of Enoch, he says that the angels came down and slept with the daughters of men. Remember that? Okay, that's not what happened. The
But
people, the Caligasta 100, were not angels.
they were so simple-minded back then.
That's all
He
they
didn't know what
knew.
else to
That's
say.
exactly right. But people still think it's like the angelic core ended up sleeping with mortals, and that was physically, technically, and spiritually impossible.
Correct.
Okay? It really was. So it's important to understand the difference in things, like the difference between the Caligasta 100 and the angelic core that did rebel on this planet, but they weren't capable of mixing
Mating.
with humans, right? And this concept of them falling and becoming human is totally wrong.
Yeah.
An angel cannot fall and become a human.
It's impossible.
It's impossible for them to do that. An angel can fall and become rebellious. And of course, when they do that, they're taken off to the prison world, right? But little things like that that you learn from the book, and when you hear other people talk about it like it's the gospel, it upsets you because you know that it's not true. And what it does is it gives a wrong impression for generations to come. Okay. So the young people think, well, the angels slept with people. Well, they didn't, did they? It was the 60 from the Caligasta 100 that rebelled that slept with people. All right. So there's a big, big difference. And the difference between that and what people try to teach you is so wrong. In essence, you can't, it's better that nobody even mentioned it. You see what I'm saying? It's the essence of the truth. So let's go on here. Rodney, would you take the next one?
Yes, I will. As the frontiers of experiential deity are extended out into the domains of the unqualified absolute, we envision the activity of God the sevenfold during the earlier evolutionary epochs of these creations of the future. We are not all in agreement respecting the future status of the Ancients of Days and the super universe master spirits. Neither do we know whether or not the supreme being will therein function, as in the seven super universes. But we all conjecture that the Michaels, the Creator's sons, are destined to function in these outer universes. Some hold that the future ages will witness some closer form of union between the associated Creator sons and the divine ministers. It is even possible that such a creator union might eventuate in some new expression of associative creator identity of an ultimate nature. But we really do not know nothing about these possibilities of the unrevealed future.
So they speculate as much as we do, don't they? But a couple things I want to point out here is first, they don't know this. They're telling us right here they don't really know the future status of the Ancients of Days, do they? So they don't know if they're going to stay there or if they're going to be released to go out and do something in the outer space levels. But when it says the domains, the beginning of this paragraph of the unqualified absolute, we know that the domains of the unqualified absolute is those future universes that are being created,
Right.
right? And that's
Makes
even
you
true.
wonder.
That's even true in our local universe, right? Because we're
Makes you
still.
wonder who wrote this paper.
I can tell you
Okay.
in about 2 seconds here. Let me go down here to this one. This was written by the Mighty Messenger.
Really?
Yep, Mighty
Okay,
Messenger.
well,
Presented by a
hey,
mighty
when you go.
messenger visiting on Urantia by request of the Nebadon Revelatory Corps and in collaboration with the certain Melchizedek, the vicegerent planetary prince of Urantia. And who is that? Machavention Melchizedek, right?
I like him.
Yeah, I do
Yeah,
too.
me
I
too.
just don't know what it is, but I actually like him.
All right, there's one more little bracket on this last slide too. I want to read to y'all because this is, when people doubt where this comes from, says this paper on universal unity is the 25th of a series of presentations by various authors, having been sponsored as a group by a commission of Nebadon personalities, local universe personalities, numbering 12, acting under the direction of Mentusha Melchizedek. We indited these narratives and put them in English language by a technique authorized by our superiors in the year 1934 of Urantia time. Kind of interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, let me go back up here on this one so that I
The
not
mighty
on.
messengers, they get around.
Yes, they do.
They would know, the rumors.
Yeah, the ins and outs. Now, I want to bring up another thing for y'all to think about this paragraph, and that is this. They talk about some form of union between creator sons and divine ministers to
I
be able to
saw
go,
that.
you see that? To go out into the outer space levels. You see that? But I have an interesting question about that. If that's the case, we know that the divine minister of a local universe cannot do what? She cannot leave the capital and the space of the center of that local universe.
Wait. Well, the creative daughter can't, but
No, she
divine
can't.
minister.
Yeah, the divine minister is the creative daughter. Look,
Oh, it
okay.
is.
Yeah. So
Okay.
she cannot leave the
That's right.
Salvington. Remember that? For any reason, she can't go to paradise. She can't go to the.
Yeah.
That's why they
Because
have. Yeah, that's
that's the
why
only reason our universe
stays
exists.
together. That's right. So she can, through reflectivity, communicate with anyone in the hierarchy, right? And it's just like she's there, but she cannot physically leave that local universe. You see what I'm saying? The creator son can, okay? Because he's not physically bound to the space of the local universe. The
Correct.
creative daughter is physically bound to the space of the local universe. Okay, the reason I'm bringing this up is this. If that's the case, that's what they may be talking about. The future ages will witness some closer form of union between the creator sons and the divine ministers. And if that relationship changes, maybe then when the creator sun goes out to help in the outer space levels, then the power of the local universe mother spirit may go with him. You see what I'm saying? That's
Oh.
the only way she could be involved in something away from her local universe. Okay. If that's the case. Now, they don't really know about these possibilities, but I give you, going to put a monkey wrench in this. If, for instance, the 300,000 creator suns that's already been created and the 300,000 mates for those creator suns, which would be what? Creative mother spirits, right? If they go out in pairs, then there would be no necessity for the divine minister of the local universe to go out there with them. So the
Huh.
creator sun, our local universe creator sun, may go out in the outer space levels as administrative advisors to the creator sons, the newly created creator sons, or the 300,000 that will be assigned to the outer space levels, because they will have their own what? Local universe mother spirits. They have to. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, so who the creator son and the creative mother spirit that are assigned to these outer space levels and these new local universes in the outer space levels will already have their quota of creator sons and creative mother spirits, either newly created or started to be created by the 300 and then added to later as they needed. Because let me tell you why I think that there may have been only 1 million creator sons created. You want to hear my justification?
Yes.
I think the reason there's not any more than that because of the time space aspect of creating in the outer space levels. We have maybe a few more billion years of creation going in the seven super universes, right?
Correct.
So there would be no reason to have any more creator sons and creative mother spirits created just hanging out until it was time for the outer space levels. You see what I'm saying? And that's why they say here, let me see if I can find it. Oh, here it is. It is even possible that such a creator union, talking about the son and daughter, might eventuate in some new expression of associate creator identity of the ultimate nature. Do you see what that
Right.
word is in there?
Ultimate.
Eventuated. Okay. So all of those beings that's going to be created out there, like Ibsenite beings, will be eventuated beings. And that will not need to happen because those beings in those outer space levels are all eventuated beings. They're not created, so they won't come into existence until when they're needed or required. So you're not going to see a creator son, a creative mother spirit creating beings for those outer space levels until they got the planets ready and they're ready to populate. You know what I'm saying? It would be a waste. Okay. You see how this all kind of comes together as you read into this a little bit?
I'm just
And
glad you explained divine ministers are the mother spirits. I
yeah.
never put that two and two together.
Yeah, it's so confusing because they use multiple terms for the same thing so many
Yeah.
different times through the book, right?
But one more thing, aren't once there's a lot of I lost my train of thought.
Did the train leave the station, or are you just waiting for it to catch up?
Yeah.
Want me to wait on you, or you go on?
Yeah, go on.
Okay. You might get it back in a minute. Gary,
Go
would
on.
you take the next one?
We do know, however, that in the universes of time and space, God the Sevenfold provides a progressive approach to the Universal Father, and that this evolutionary approach is experientially unified in God the Supreme. We might conjecture that such a plan must prevail in the outer universes. On the other hand, the new orders of beings may sometimes inhabit these universes may be able to approach deity on the ultimate levels and by absonite techniques. In short, we have not the slightest concept of what the technique of deity approach may become operative in the future universes of outer space.
So they're telling us that because of God the Supreme, all the seven super universes uses this sevenfold approach plan, right? The Creator Son, the Creative Mother Spirit, the Ancients of the Days, the Supreme, the Master Spirits, and God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit. But they don't know because the outer space levels will not be just under God the Supreme. What happens in the next one?
Ultimate.
The ultimate. That's right. So those universes may have a totally different plan. That's a ultimate plan or a absonite plan, which they would have in Havona, right? Could use one of those plans as the approach to God the Father or the deity. That would be totally different than the seven super universes. Now they speculate, excuse me, wipe my nose, y'all. I'm still not stopped up as all get out, but they speculate it'll be just like it is in the finite universes, and they'll come through the finite universes and they use the same facilities that we did as mansion worlds and local universes and super universe training and all that. They assume that, but they don't know for sure. They're not, it's really up in the air. So, as much as smart as we think we are, we may not know anything. What it boils down.
Roger,
Yeah.
I remembered what I was gonna say.
All right.
Didn't you teach us that the Michaels, Critter Sons, way off of the future, are going to lead us Thanatourers?
Yes, they are.
So he would separate from the Mother Spirit.
Well, you can say separate, Rodney, but that's not in true reality be, as it will, it really is, because we have to remember that thought adjuster that Michael had on Earth, right,
Oh,
will
that's
be a
right.
separate entity of Michael,
Yeah,
the
it would
original
be
son.
Jesus, not.
It'd be Jesus, not just
Yeah,
Michael.
okay, gotcha.
You got me? So
Yeah.
when he leads us as finaliters, it will be in essence the same being or personality as Michael would have been doing that himself, right?
Correct. I understand.
And we know that eventually what they think is we will go out in the outer space levels, which makes perfect sense because these creative Michaels that's become Jesus to us would be a different name under other universes. But these same beings will have the authority and knowledge and everything as they did in the local universe. So they would just step out into the outer space levels and take us as the administrative helpers, right? The plan. Makes sense? That lose everybody or everybody's still with me?
No, it makes me
Yeah.
wonder how we're gonna travel there.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably
Probably.
Greyhound.
Oh, these little balls of light, have little 3 foot bodies with eyes. Who knows? Okay, let's see who's up. Letch, I think you're up.
Okay. Nevertheless, we deem that the perfected super universes will in some way become a part of the paradise ascension careers of those beings who may inhabit these outer creations. It is quite possible that in that future age, we may witness outer spacers approaching Havana through the seven super universes administered by God the Supreme, with or without the collaboration of the seven master spirits.
So you see them speculating here for us?
Yeah.
So they don't know for sure, but this is what they believe is going to happen.
Outer spacers.
Outer spacers. That's right. We can't even get along with the little beings that are visiting our planet. I wonder how we're going to do with outer spacers, you know?
We're idiots. We are absolute idiots. I'm going to be
Yes.
honest with you. I have paid closer attention this past year to my fellow man than I have ever before. And I am disappointed in my fellow man.
It's disgusting, isn't it, Gary? It makes you want to just.
There are individuals that are highly intelligent that I won't debate because they are just, I don't know how in that H somebody can read this book and still act like an idiot in real life. And these are good people. I'm not saying they're, you know, these are salt of the earth, you know.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying,
I have,
Gary.
I just don't, I question myself on what the H am I missing? And I
Yes.
can't figure it out. I won't even debate him anymore.
Well, let me run on a rant for about 2 seconds. This book is not the Bible, okay? This book is not the Word of God, as they say is the Bible.
Correct.
Let me tell you, though, that the Bible is not the Word of God. Never has been, was it meant to be, it never will be. Okay? If anything's close to being the Word of God, it would be this book, right? But even that is not true, because this book is the inspiration of the deity organization of the seven super universes, and it tries to instill knowledge of us from the highest available concepts that we can understand to get through it. Okay?
Also, they don't know themselves because they're not
They
God
don't,
themselves.
that's exactly right, Gary. So everything in this book, most of it, that's why they call it the truth book, most of it is absolute truth. But some of it is relative truth, and some of it will be upgraded to revelant truth when the time comes. Okay? So this is as close to truth as we can get. That's what it boils down to, right? And to see people kind of skim through it and think they got it, it makes me sense. They skim through it because they don't understand it. Okay?
Correct.
They've got nobody to teach them. And when they get to mansion worlds, they'll have to be taught. Guess who's going to be doing that? You guys.
I got news for you. I found out that if you have 140 IQ in that range, for some reason, and I can't explain it, the people I've encountered read the book, and because they think they're so smart, disprove it, or think I know everything about this book because I read it through once,
yeah,
are just, I don't know what it is in that intellectual range that comes up with, and either say it's garbage or they say I know everything there is and you can't tell me anything. And I'm saying, you know what, you're sitting on an egotistical intellect that's not going to hold up.
Well, it's called a brain shutdown. You know, they get to a certain point and their brain's full of all this garbage and they think they know everything. So they shut their brain down for all else, right? That's why I keep telling people, you know, you can listen to me teach this book, but I am not the final word by any shape, form, or imagination, right? Because you will interpret this book according to your experience. I interpreted this book according to my own experience and my own brain value, whatever that is. Okay, so each person is going to be different. Now, this next section, the supreme unifier, what we need to remember about all these talks about this particular paper is this whole paper is about the unity of God, the unity of the universe. So this is what they're talking about when they say the supreme unifier, okay, is the fact that the supreme being unifies all these concepts and things throughout all the reality of the seven super universe. Okay.
Correct.
So we got to keep that in mind. All right, let's go on. I'll take this first one. Eight, the supreme unifier. The supreme being has a threefold function in the experience of mortal man. First, he is the unifier of time space divinity. What's time space divinity? That's the creator son, the creative mother spirit, right?
Right.
God the sevenfold, that's the other levels of divinity from the ancients of days to the seven master spirits, and all the rest of it, right? Second, he is the maximum of deity which infinite creatures can actually
Finite
comprehend.
creature.
Finite, I'm sorry, finite creatures that he can actually comprehend. So he's the highest concept of deity that we can really comprehend as finite beings. Okay. Third, he is mortal man only, you see that? Only avenue of approach to the transcendental experience of consorting with absonite mind, eternal spirit, and paradise personality. Okay. So you can't get to God without going through God the Supreme. You
Right.
catch that?
That's what I get out of it.
Yeah. Guess who else you can't get by? Jesus.
Yeah.
Right?
He is the door.
He is the door. You can't get to the Father but by whom? By me,
Jesus.
Jesus.
That is even in the Bible for
That's
and that
even in the
is.
Bible. The whole concept is this: you can't get into the mansion worlds, right? You can't survive without eventually acknowledging that Jesus or Michael was your concept of God.
Correct.
Make sense? That's your stepping stone into the mansion world. Now, if you wake up on the mansion world and you haven't accepted Jesus as your God, guess what they're going to do? They're going to put you in a remedial class until you get the idea, right?
Kindergarten.
Kindergarten, less than kindergarten, right? Yeah, this is the kindergarten class. This is the really stupid class, right? The remedial class, because you couldn't get it as a finite
It'll
being.
be remedial kindergarten.
That's right. Because Jesus told us when he was on the planet, no one gets to the Father but by whom? But by
Me.
me. That's right. Makes sense? All right. So the Supreme is, in essence, our concept of the Paradise Trinity combined. All right. So that's the thing we need to remember. All right, Rodney, this is a little bit short paragraph for
Yeah, I'm glad you gave me the short one.
you.
Ascendant finaliters, which we are or will be, having been born in the local universes, nurtured in the super universes, and trained in the central universe, embracing their personal experiences, the full potential of the comprehension of the time-space divinity of God the Sevenfold, unifying in the Supreme.
Hold it right there, Rodney. Let's
Okay.
get this out of the way before we get so we understand this. Okay, so we were born in the local universe, right? We get nurtured in the super universes, going through the capital of the super universe, and finally trained in the central universe. What does that mean? It means we get trained in Havona,
Wow.
right? So that gives us a comprehension of time-space divinity and the sevenfold, and eventually in the supreme, that's where it stops right there, right? So then they go on to tell us about finality. Go ahead, Rodney.
Finaliter serve successively in super universes other than those of nativity, thereby superimposing experience upon experience until the fullness of the sevenfold diversity of possible creature experience has been encompassed. Interesting. Through the ministry of the indwelling adjusters, the finaliters are enabled to find the universal father, but it is by these techniques of experience that such finaliters come really to know the supreme being, and they are destined to the service and the revelation of the supreme deity in and to the future universes of outer space.
Okay, so what's this telling us? It's telling
That's
us
our whole
because,
plan.
yeah, it's the whole plan. When we become finaliters, we're going to have to serve in each and every one of the individual seven super universes.
Wow.
Okay, we do this in order to get the flavor and the tilt of that particular super universe.
Yeah, that master spirit.
That master spirit, that's exactly right. And by doing that, we get an overall comprehension of the experience that goes into the supreme.
Correct.
Okay. And that allows us to understand the supreme being. Okay. And that's the information we take with us, the supreme deity, into the future universes of outer space. So this is a requirement of us going into outer space, is having the experience of all seven super universes, so we understand the experience of the supreme being.
You
Wow.
can I explain something and tell me if I'm wrong?
Yeah.
We have our ledge where how we want to argue it, or these extraterrestrials that we've allegedly experienced, which
Yes.
are the Nordics and the serpents and
Yeah.
whatever. Okay, those are examples. Okay, what they're saying is we're going to have to go out and be involved in those cultures to the point that we'll understand them, which are completely different than ours.
Yes, totally
Okay, and
different. Yeah.
that's just a very finite sampling of what's potentially out there.
Yeah.
Okay,
Correct.
so the vastness of just on the experience level, not just knowledge, but just experience, is absolutely beyond comprehension.
Correct.
Yes. Yeah, you're right, Gary, because there's billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of different types of beings throughout the seven super universes and those universes to come into the future, right?
If I meet God, I will guarantee you I will have a very gray beard.
Yeah, but you can't expect to see God with a gray beard, though. I always laugh when I see these pictures of, God pointing his finger down, the man pointing his finger up, and God's always got this gray beard and stuff. God doesn't have a body, y'all. He doesn't look like that.
Santa
He's
Claus.
spirit. No, yeah. He's not Santa Claus. People want to make God Santa Claus all the time. That's why they pray
I
to
thought he
him.
was a fiery finger. That's what I was
Yeah,
thinking.
yeah.
He writes on stone and stuff like that.
Yeah, it makes you win the lottery and all that. No, I don't think so. You're not Santa Claus. Yeah. All right, let's go on to the next one here. Gary, would you take the next one?
Yeah. Bear in mind, all the God the Father and his paradise sons do for us. We, in turn, and in spirit, have the opportunity to do for and in the emerging super being,
Supreme being.
supreme being, the experience of love, joy, and service in the universe is mutual. God the Father does not need that his sons should return to him all that he bestows upon them, but they do, or may, in turn bestow all of this upon their fellows and upon the evolving supreme being.
Why do you think that Jesus called it the fatherhood of God and the brotherhood of man? Right? Because all the love, joy, and service that God the Father has given us, we're expected to give our brothers and sisters. And in doing so, we reveal the love of God to them. And in essence, they eventually start to reveal that same love to other beings. Okay? So, what God does for us, he doesn't expect to get back, does he? You know, we have the opportunity to go on a ascension plan, but God doesn't expect us to do that, does he? He allows us to do that. And in doing all these things we were talking about tonight, going to the seven super universes and serving in so many different capacities, we get the opportunity to reveal the supreme being in the experience of love, joy, and service and make it all mutual throughout all seven super universes to prepare us in experience to reveal the supreme being to the outer spacers. Make sense? That's quite a service if you think about it.
Yeah, it is.
Any way you look at it. Now, let me see here. That's 8-4. What would we just on? Let's skip over one or not. Y'all give me a second. Okay. All right. Let's go on to the next one. Letch, would you take this one?
Okay. All creational phenomena are reflective of antecedent creator spirit activities, said Jesus, and it is literally true. The Son does only those things which he sees the Father do. In time, you mortals may begin the revelation of the Supreme to your fellows, and increasingly, may you augment this revelation as you ascend paradise word. In eternity, you may be permitted to make increasing revelations of this God of evolutionary creatures on supreme levels, even ultimate, as seventh stage finaliters.
Okay, so what are they saying here? It's saying because we're allowed to gain this experience at just as the Son does just what the Father says to do. All right. We do just as the Father has taught the Son that taught the Son of God to do, and the Son of God has taught us to do. So what we do is in like fashion, we turn around and teach these to all other beings. And as we do this, we ascend paradise word. And after we make it to paradise, then in turn, we gain the experience of all other types of being in our seven super universes. So that as seven stage spirits, we can do the same thing to the evolutionary ultimate creatures of the outer space levels. Okay, so we're allowed to do this. You know, it's kind of funny. It's like that we make out that this is a big job. I can't do this, you know, but it's not, we're allowed to do this for the joy and satisfaction of those fruits that come from doing these things for God the Father. Okay, and that's the way it works,
And that's the way it is.
okay.
Can I make a comment? Do you mind?
First, please, Lex, go ahead.
Well, I've never had any associations with black people as a social relationship. And all my life in my family and church, you learned that you shouldn't have prejudice and hatred of other blacks. So now I live in a senior community, which is half black and half white people. I found it extraordinarily beneficial to be interacting with the black people that I'm finding it to be wonderful experiences. I can understand from what we've been reading that this future interaction with the millions of beings is just going to be a wonderful, wonderful experience.
Yeah, beyond imagination, right? I mean, the variations and the differences and all this, these are the things that makes life interesting, you know,
Yeah,
makes
and
it.
other cultures that you can interact with and so on.
Yeah, I know it's almost like prejudice is a curse. Anyway, any prejudice whatsoever is a curse. Non-prejudiceness is a blessing. But the hard part is this. Because of our upbringing, many of us have to retrain our minds to understand that it is a blessing, you know? Because if you grew up in the South here in Georgia like I did, you know, they tried everything humanly possible to keep white people and black people separated.
The government.
The tension there all the time. And even in politics today, it's still going on, right? But if, I mean, constantly, y'all know what I'm talking about.
The people that are advocating the uplifting of the black person are actually the black person's enemy. If you stop and think about it and analyze it, because we have come a long ways, all right? And at this
if
point,
they
and
let the
I'm on
normal,
lecture,
yeah,
it's
they let the normal evolutionary process go on, Gary, there wouldn't be any tension at
correct.
all.
No, I mean, this tension they have is politically manufactured.
It is.
It's just the way it is. And if they would shut their mouths, what tension there is would be resolved by natural processes. It is so ridiculous. And
Well, just look at the progress we've made the last 50 years of interracial marriage. Okay? Just look at just the last 50 years. You know, when I was growing up, people would not even consider marrying a black person, right? Because we were white. But now it's such a common thing. You see it everywhere. And they told us in the Urantia book back in the 30s that this was going to happen. It's coming soon. And it did exactly the way they said it was going to
I've
happen.
got one for you. I have a son that's married to, he likes black women. I have two grandchildren that are black and two great grandchildren that are black. Okay. I have a brother and sister-in-law that, since they found that out, they live in a different state, won't even look at us.
Well, Gary,
And you know what? I haven't lost a thing because I don't
that's
like them.
right. Well, you know, I always come back to the same thing. When you're trained in stupidity, what do you end up? Stupid, right?
And you can't fix stupid.
You can't fix stupid. You can enlighten someone and make them better, but you can't fix stupid. And the stupid I'm talking about is the stupid sh that shuts off the brain for all these prejudices in your life and will not allow your brain to expand into love, joy, understanding, you know? So that's the kind of stupid you can't fix. But everything else could be enlightened and fixed over time, you know? So that's our rant and raging for tonight. Okay, we're at 7:01. We already went past our time. Let me ch change the share here, and we'll say do our prayer. Okay.
Is the viewers getting to see the prayer of acceptance?
Oh yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they get to see it everywhere, even out on Facebook. And that's what we end with on every video we do. So that's so they can make that acceptance themselves, right? So let's see, Letch, would you like to do the prayer of acceptance for us tonight?
Sure. I believe that God is my paradise father, and that only by faith am I saved. No sacrifice is necessary. By this same faith, I became a child of God, and know that all men and women are my brothers and sisters. We know the Son of God, the sovereign of our universe of Nebaddim, as Christ Michael, Jesus of Nazareth. By allowing the will of God to become my will, I will someday stand in the presence of the Paradise Father. In the name of Christ Michael, Jesus of Nazareth, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, guys, thanks for joining me tonight. I know I was a little bit stepped up as usual. I hope I'm gonna be over this before Tuesday.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah. But
Thank
thanks
you,
for coming.
Roger.
You're
Thank
welcome.
you.
Thanks,
Appreciate it.
y'all.
Thank you.
All
Thanks,
of you.
everyone. Thank you.
Yes.
It was an all boys night.
It was an
Yeah.
all boys night. Y'all want to hear some interesting statistic I found out last week? 90% of the views we get on YouTube, guess who they are?
Women.
I always thought they were women,
They're
but
men.
they're men. 90%.
Really?
Yeah, which really shocks me. I've been,
It shouldn't. That should not, because men's mind work different than women's.
Well,
And the fact that
most of the comments I get are from women, though, not men. Isn't that interesting?
yeah.
But it's 90%,
I
believe it or
think
not.
that may be more, I think that's very consistent with the dispositions of the various sexes.
Maybe, I don't know. Maybe they just don't want to listen to me. Who knows?
From my observation, men are more likely to be spiritual, especially as they get up in age.
Yeah, as you get older. Well, the other statistic was I think it was 65% of all of our listeners are over 65, which is,
That makes sense.
I thought that was interesting too.
You
Oh.
also women, like I'll use my wife. I mean, she has, I can't understand it, has no interest in this stuff.
Yeah.
It just blows my mind up, but that's the way it is. And I think she's atypical of a lot of women. They've so much of their lives taken up to the day-to-day routines that when it gets to something more abstract or something, they're just not interested in it. And that may be the
Yeah.
case.
Yeah.
No, I'm just a student of life.
Yeah. That's right.
Just remember, PhD stands for piled high and deep.
Okay, y'all. I love you guys. We'll see you Tuesday. All
All right.
right.
Love you guys.
I will see all of
Bye.
you. All right.
Take
Bye-bye.
care, man. Love you.
Thank you.